if I can sit in my own house,
yes,
on my own big screen and pause the movie so that I can pee and go get another drink and pause the movie so I can get some popcorn and then sit down, that's a much more enjoyable experience to me, and I believe also you have said to
yes.
you, than sitting in a theater with people rattling their whatevers and opening this and make and then whispering or the phone or
coughing
the whatever.
Coughing and snorting and
all of
yes.
the stuff that we
breathing,
do as people.
Existing.
Yes. Farting. So... yeah, to answer your question, my opinion about all of this is that it is what it is for now, so they better just accept it and make provisions for it remaining that way, but I don't think it's going to remain that way. I think it's going to change, Dan.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Rattling whatevers and opening this and make and then whispering or the phone
coughing
or the whatever.
Coughing and snorting and
all of
yes.
the stuff that we
breathing,
do as people.
Existing.
Yes. Farting.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3452. I say chew. The BFO for Thursday the 29th of April 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got more voice letters. Plus, I'm going to tell you about my day, which includes, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it.
It's coming.
Oh. Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not
so...
that, anything but
oh
that.
My God, oh my God.
Don't miss the return of Shart Wait.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Hello, squirters. Big Fatty Volga! Joe in Dallas likes to send pictures of Squirt. Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you squirters today, because you know damn good and well that you've all experienced a shart. And y'all, you got to call them in. I know that mean Keen said he was going to be calling in a shark story. He hadn't done it yet. I'm still waiting. And you know there's others out there. Oh, Big Fatty, you know there's your listeners. You know Mr. Cackle has sharted himself many times. You know, that goes without saying. And Archer, you know Archer has too. Yes, we got in the old gal. We know she has. She called in before. It's true. So y'all, get off your ass. Yes, Big Fatty, get off your ass and put your hand over your butt and run to the toilet and call. Alex Lefevre has never called in his shot story. Well, you know, there's still time. Anyway, y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had me the last of my bagged Asian solids. Y'all, it was delicious. Had a little bit of a little chunk of cheese and one of Mr. Cackle's teriyaki meat sticks with it. Y'all, it was just lovely. It was very thematic. y'all, then I was sitting down to watch the news, and in comes young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by. He's doing a wellness check, he said. And so we chatted for a bit. And y'all, then I got him to I got him to shave the sides of my head. Because, you know, the gray was beginning to come out. Big Fatty, that's every day. It's true. Anyway, so he did a lovely job with that. And then he had to rush off and help one of his, you know, he's daddy to two straight boys he works with. And so he had to go help one of them. Big Fatty, I bet he did have to help them. Anyway, y'all, I watched the news and the Jeopardy, and then, I turned on the Atlanta Braves. I enjoyed watching the game last night. Y'all, little Austin Riley is just lovely, as is Dansby Swanson. Yes, Big Fatty, quit touching yourself. y'all went to bed at a decent hour, slept like baby, didn't have any crazy dreams. y'all, Miss Lauren, however, had a crazy dream about there were barnacles inside of her closet, and she wondered what that meant. And y'all, I said it was Bill the Sailor trying on her shoes, and for that reason, she should throw them all out and go buy new ones. And y'all, nobody knew what I was referring to. Y'all, have you ever heard of Barnacle Bill the Sailor? It's Popeye and Olive Oil. Popeye asked Olive to marry him, and she says that she couldn't because she was in love with Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Y'all go over there to the YouTubes and find that. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all got up, woke up about a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning, got up and TT'd, and I crawled right back in the bed, but y'all, I couldn't fall back to sleep, so I just piddled on my eyes. And finally got up, had my coffee, read the paper, no problems with the Sudoku today. And then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was just a lovely, lovely morning. Did the big circle. came back, got my share. And y'all, I got on the computer, and you know I had that $40 in Kohl's cash. So, y'all, I made my purchases. I ordered, I don't know what all I ordered. Y'all, they had a pair of shoes. I wear the Vans footwear. Yes, Big Fatty. And they had a pair in sort of a tannish color. But, y'all, they were on closeout. Y'all, they had them in my size. So, I said, yes. And so those are coming, and a couple of other little things. I think I got some decorative placemats and a runner, and I got some socks, some more of those socks that I like. I went by, I could pick them up at the Kohl's on the way to lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, if you pick up, you know, part of your order online, they'll give you $5 in Kohl's cash. And so I did that. Y'all, I ordered two packs of them, but they only had one. So anyway, it all worked out for the best. I'm going to use that Kohl's cash to buy the second set of the socks once the Kohl's cash is activated. Yes, Spaghetti. Then y'all had lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I had the grilled chicken Caesar salad. Y'all, after that, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as the new on Wednesdays, went to the Von's East. Y'all, didn't need a whole lot. Mainly what they were advertising was for Cinco de Mayo's next week. And y'all, by the way, if you need tips on planning your Cinco de Mayo's party, just call Archer. You know, he's the originator of those racist chips and salsa. But y'all, I needed to get a birthday card. Y'all, I picked, they had the buy one, get one free. So I got that. Y'all, they had the good extra toasty Cheez-Its. I think Stevie B got a box of them that were extra burnt Cheez-Its, but got those were buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Got a couple more packages of that cream chip beef from the Stufas. Y'all, I picked up a bag of the Veggie Lavas Solid. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all had a coupon for sliced cheese. I got the Swiss. They were buy one, get one free. Plus, I had the coupon. Y'all, I got some grilled chicken pieces to go on my solids. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the extra sharp cheddar. Y'all, I'm going to make some cheese cookeries this coming weekend. So I went ahead and got some of those. Had a coupon for that, too. Got a dozen eggs because y'all, I'm going to have brofkas during Friday at Fatty's this week. Y'all, they had some cheese dip that was buy one, get one free. I thought I'd get that. Y'all, I got some of that good Kerrygold butter. Because, you know, Derwood's coming over, and you know he's very particular about his butter. And he'll want that on his grits. Yes, we can eat. Y'all, they had those Belvita wafers on sale. Buy one, get one free. They're rarely buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, I did get one of the Mexican taco dinner kits. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all have picked up a container of sliced mushrooms. I'm gonna cook that with an onion and some red wine this weekend and have that with my Beyond Burger that I'm gonna cook on the grill. And y'all, I picked up some of the Jimmy Dean smoked sausages to cook on a Friday night. to go with the brofkas. Y'all have spent $42.54, but I saved $34.81. Yes, people, we get brofkas for supper. Yeah, that's it, y'all. I'm trying to get, still trying to clear out the freezer. by the way, Durwood, you know, Durwood donated a meat box to Pride 48 last year, and y'all, I won it. And so he says, okay, Big Fatty, it's time for you to get another meat box. And I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, it's due here at the villa sometime this week, from what I understand. So that got to make room for all that meat. Yes, Big Fatty, if I had a nickel for every time you said, I've gotta make room for all that meat. Oh, Big Fatty, it's been over a year before, since you said, anyway. y'all, but got home, put away my provisions, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, me buddy.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shaggy. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good, you?
I'm all right.
Good.
Lovely. Reporting
from
my work, really.
During
a lunch break.
The librarium?
It's college holiday, so there's nobody about.
Yes.
So, yes. Back in London town.
London town.
For the first time since December, mid-December. So
jolly.
I have quite a long commute. As I say, I don't drive, but even if I did drive, I wouldn't.
Yes.
Drive into central London because
you have to pay.
It's much too far, and yeah, but there's not even car parking spaces if we did want to.
It's expensive.
Sort of work here. I mean, there will be car parking spaces somewhere, but nowhere near to work. So I get the train because it's only
the choo-choo
about half an hour.
The underground.
Well, That's the first train, anyway.
Yes.
And there's buses.
Yes.
And anyway, it takes me about an hour and a half to get to work.
Damn, gussie!
On buses and trains.
Oh!
But thankfully the trains and the buses aren't...
About the same in Atlanta.
...so full yet at the moment.
In a car.
I think a lot of people are still working from home. And also...
Yeah. Oh!
A lot of people are still on Easter holidays here.
Oh, because, yes!
The Easter holidays in the schools in the UK didn't begin until...
Yes!
Well...
They have rabbits.
Good Friday or around that time.
Rabbit fricassee.
For them to have 2 weeks holiday. Anyway, you don't need to know this. They'll be back at school by the time you hear this.
Yes.
One of the other things you asked me when
I
sent you my last message, and I didn't mention
I've forgotten.
Was whether I'd had my Fauci ouchie.
Yes.
Well, I've had the first one.
Oh, good.
I had that about 6 weeks ago.
Good.
And I'm waiting to hear about my second one.
Oh.
But I think we have more of a gap.
Oh, yes.
Between
Scott.
Between them, like 6 weeks to 2 months. And
Scotty has
and yes,
3 months.
Before you ask, well, I've had the AstraZeneca, not where you said, but in my arm. But I'm still here to tell the tale. My mum.
Oh, yes.
My mum had the AstraZeneca as well.
Yes.
My dad had the other one, Pfizer or something.
Pfizer. Yes.
But yes. I think my dad has had his second one.
Oh.
And my mum is waiting to hear.
Oh. Yes.
I've not actually seen my mum and dad face to face since March 2020.
Yeah,
because
gussie.
They're sort of they're only really mixing with people who live
they're elderly
sort of in their village. So
like Mr. Cackle.
I mean, I've spoken to them on Skype.
Oh, of course.
And I've talked to my mum a lot on the phone.
Yes.
In fact, my mum has been recording with me for my Shy Life podcast.
Oh, yes.
And she, actually my mum has done, I also you may not know this, but I also do
I
a podcast. Well, I help out with somebody else's podcast called Round the Archives.
Oh.
Now, Round the Archives is a podcast that is all about old TV. A lot of it is UK TV.
Oh, yes.
But,
well, that eventually
I've been doing
becomes
quite a lot of articles
US
on American TV.
TV,
Twilight Zone, Fantasy Island with the Wild Wild West, Get Smart. What
talking
else?
Into
well,
a shoe.
When I do my American articles,
yes,
Toppy Smelly helps me out, of course.
Of course, old stinkbot.
He actually saw them at the time.
Of course.
Well, mostly he did.
First run.
But anyway, so yes. The reason I mention this is that I got my mum to discuss a couple of old TV programs with me. So she's been doing articles with me for Round the Archives and chats about her garden for the Charlotte podcast.
Lovely.
So,
just lovely.
Anyway,
it's kind of like Ma Johnson.
I'm going to get back to work.
It's my
Yeti. I'll update you. And yeah, I hope everything's okay.
Just
say
lovely.
Say hi to Poodle. I'll probably do your message. But it's harder to record for you when I'm out and about with masks on.
Yes, I understand.
The recorder tends to pick me up.
Okay.
Pretty much okay.
Well, thank you
anyway,
for calling.
Right. You take care.
Okay.
Bye
bye. Bye now. Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. You know, Shy Yeti, I don't think we've ever gotten a short story from you. If we have, I don't recall it. So if you have one, you might want to send it in ASAP. Yes, Big Fatty, as short as possible. Correct. Ass short. Big Fatty, you've just made yourself get all tickled. It's true, I have made myself get all... Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. y'all, seriously, get your short calls in immediately. Yes, Big Fatty, you're begging, I am, So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the old gal and that Daniel Biba over there at the Elvis Presley show. And guys, just out of curiosity, when you tell people about the Big Fatty show, what do you tell them are your favorite parts of the little show?
Rattling whatever's and opening this and making and then whispering or the phone or
coughing
the whatever.
Coughing and snorting and
all of the stuff that we
breathing,
do as people.
Existing.
Yes. Farting.
Oh, Big Fatty, I think you did all of those on today's little show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.